Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. I'm here with eight men, and this is the last day of our Miserable Fucks men's retreat. This is the closing circle, and everyone's agreed to be recorded and to capture this moment on audio as a time capsule. So it's been a meaningful weekend. And the first question I want to ask is, what is your takeaway? So just kind of take a moment, think about this weekend, think about the conversations. A lot of times it's kind of the corner conversations, right? A lot of times it's, someone just said like on the drive home or on the drive back, or maybe it would be when you were doing the ice and you actually weren't talking to anyone, but something came up or a thought, insight. What are some things that you are taking away with you? And also, if you want to share a little bit about your story, just broad strokes, you can, just for the, people have context. Let's start this way.
I think my biggest takeaway is that I just need to kind of spend some time figuring out myself. There's things I came here kind of looking for clarity on, but at the same time, I think that those things are going to be dictated by, essentially the work I do on myself and kind of find out what that means. So I think that taking the next couple days to really just think that through, like kind of put the tools into practice that we learned here and just kind of essentially let my brain do its thing, write down my thoughts and just kind of figure out what's the next steps are for me. So I think that's actually a pretty big deal because I feel like I haven't given myself time to do that.
Can I ask, why haven't you given yourself that time, and how do you see that time now important to you? Because you mentioned that you don't do a lot for yourself. I mean, you work hard, you work a lot, but this kind of stuff rarely happens.
Yeah, I think it's easy to distract myself with just everyday life. I think being a dad, being a spouse, running a business, I think that inherently takes a lot of my time. But then also, I guess it's just I didn't want to face it. I think that there's things that like I didn't want to really think about, didn't want to work on. So it's just kind of distracting myself and procrastinating.
Can you give us your full name and home address? I'm just kidding.
So the question is the biggest takeaway?
Yes.
I think my biggest takeaway I can't get away from the ice plunge and what that represents in terms of facing adversity and things that are scary or whatever or painful or uncomfortable, but, and I think we were chatting about this a little bit this morning, was like amazing exercise, like finding your breath in the plunge is like the most amazing exercise, because that's kind of like what it's all about, is like, how can I achieve balance in the face of like total adversity? That's my first time doing it. Yeah, like ice like that. Like I've done cryo before. A little different, which is, but yeah, this is harder for sure, and it's just like, it's something primal too, like I told you, I was even like before I came here, so that's, I feel good about having done it, but what I want to try to remember is that feeling of sitting there and trying to catch your breath, because I think that's life right there, and then, and I already mentioned this earlier, but the second thing for me is just the, like really taking that burning of the shame ceremony, and like taking that like at face value, like very literally, like I burned that shit, and I'm not like, it's not gone forever, but I really want to view that as turning a corner, that I can go back in my memory, like, no, I burned you, motherfucker. Like, stay burned, And if I can just remember this shit and implement it,
Yeah, I think a couple things jump out at me when I think about what I'm going to take away from this trip. Just piggybacking off what you just said, the burning ceremony of the shame, when I had that kind of, I guess we'll call it revelation, where I felt like the shame was saying, you need me. It just kind of, I was sitting with that last night and I thought, like, what did that mean? And, you know, I've always kind of thought my shame was like a, I don't know, like a ball and chain around my ankle kind of thing, just a weight dragging me down. But now I'm kind of thinking it's a heavy shield, which is kind of profound and uncomfortable right now. But yeah, just put it in a different perspective for me that, you know, it's got its teeth in me because I also use it as like, I think someone else put it more perfectly, something like, you know, if I let go of that shame and I no longer have that to point to and say, that's why I'm fucked up, then if I fuck up, then it's purely on me. So just kind of reframing in that way kind of just was profound for me. And then secondary to that, I know I kind of told you guys, like, I struggle with being vulnerable around men. It was never really modeled. In fact, the opposite was being modeled. And I just want to say, like, thank you guys, like, being here with you kind of reframe that for me as well, gave me hope that other men out there are going through things, and hearing your guys' stories and seeing the stuff that you guys have survived and are still going through, and it just gives me hope, I guess, and just in general. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, I started this journey of like self-discovery a couple years ago as I was going through my divorce, and I came into this retreat with a few things I wanted to look at, but was surprised with what I'm taking away. What came up for me was just a level of confidence, seeing where I was 2 years ago as I started listening to John and doing some of his work. I'm leaving here with a level of confidence in the amount of progress that I've made with myself, so stepping away from here and going down the mountain, and my intention is to be gentle with myself and look back and recognize the work that's been done, and yeah, continue on the path that that I've been working through.
Hey everyone, so I mean, what I'm taking from a group is honestly this conversation we had yesterday about relationships. And just so you all have an understanding of my background, up until 2 years ago, I had been homeless in downtown LA, like Skid Row, MacArthur Park, sleeping on the sidewalk, and then I was hooked on fentanyl, and then I got clean, and now, like, you know, 2 years later, I'm coming up on 2 years clean, I have my own apartment, a car, and the biggest thing for me is that I keep now that I'm clean, I feel like I'm chasing pigeons, kind of how we talked about yesterday, and so that's my biggest takeaway, is to stop doing that, and I am grateful for where I come from, but I have to keep reminding myself about that. And it's, you know, it's a process. It's like just being clean every day. And it's the same thing that I'm going to take from this retreat, is just, continuing to stay true to the lessons that I learned here. So, yeah, thank you.
When he says chasing pigeons, we're not saying that, women or pigeons or anything like that. It's behavior of a chasing state instead of attracting. It's feeding the pigeon.
So my takeaway. So I had a kind of goal when I came here to let go of my past, not let my past control me. It's been a journey. Picked up the single on purpose 2 years ago, and it's been a journey since then. My biggest takeaway probably came from the siege on shame, the years of just the weight that I've been packing around for most of my life, just compounding on itself over and over again as I hit these different stages of life, whether that's recovery from drug addiction or a relationship that lasted too long and was too toxic, and being able to unpackage that, put words to it, take a step back and look at it, and then light it on fire. That was a good stepping stone to move forward. And then the breath work, really allowed me to dive deep down inside and forgive myself in areas I needed forgiving, and I feel like I'm leaving today with a renewed sense of self and determination to get uncomfortable and be okay being uncomfortable, and to lean into that moving forward.
I found out about this and on, you know, about you and what you're doing maybe about a month ago from my girlfriend. Told me about it, and initially I was like, cool, let's do this. And I would say 2 weeks ago, I said, fuck this, I'm not going. How do I get my money back? I don't know, just work, you know, just going through a lot with work. You know, we're doing a new program, just trying to like level up on everything, and it's been incredibly stressful. And so I was like, fuck it, I'm not doing this. Like, postpone it. I don't know, I'm sure I'll do another one, and you know, I'll be in a better space then. And the truth is there's never the right time. There's just, you know, now. So I came in with no expectations. I wasn't sure how I was going to be or how I was going to receive it or what I was going to put into it. But immediately, as soon as I saw everybody, I was like, fuck, no, let's do this, you know. And it felt good, you know. And I learned a lot, and just, and it's just crazy when I do certain things like this. I mean, it's very rare that I do it like in this scope, but it just seems like there couldn't be a better group of guys to do this with, you know. So I'm incredibly grateful for that. And, you know, and I learned a lot. But last night when we were discussing, you know, the relationships and, you know, I think, you know, on the, just the little things, and I started thinking about that. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about that. And it's the little things like, you know, that, you know, like that to me, I think that is what matters most. You know, all the little things that, you know, my partner does for me, and that I do for her, that I don't even realize that how much they mean to me. And I imagine they mean so much to her. And I think that that's really put some things in perspective, you know. And, you know, again, like I haven't felt this way just in a long time. And it just, you know, it's still a little scary, but also I'm like, it feels, I don't want to say good, but it just feels like it's okay. And so I'm just, again, just eager to get on the plane and go see and just see how I, you know, what that initial feeling feels like with her, and just, I don't know, just look forward to really putting, you know, to just giving this person the one thing that she truly wants, and that's just my whole heart, and just to open up. And, you know, I mean, I really have nothing else, you know, like, to be scared of, you know. There's nothing, like, nothing out there bad for me that's gonna happen, like, you know, and it's time for me to let go of that, you know. It's, you know, I'm ready for it, I think.
You know, what comes to my mind is, maybe you already have what you're looking for, right? And when you said, I had this revelation, I mean, to me, that's a breakthrough. That, because this whole time retreat, you're saying things like, you know, I'm doing this, I don't do enough as far as the relationship, I should be like this, or I need to be more expressive, or like these big things that you need to do. And then you realized what I value in my partner are moments, are the little things, you know. They're not the, I mean, big things matter, but realizing how the little things also are huge. And then you saying, well, if that's the case, she probably also sees in me the little things. And then it makes me think like, oh, maybe I am doing more than I realize. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you're focusing on like, I have to talk about my feelings, or I'm not being sensitive, or I'm not, you know, showing, you know, which are big and they matter. But you've been minimizing the little things that she probably sees in you that you've been discounting. Yeah, yeah. So I think many can relate to that. It's huge.
I think I can kind of touch on, again, going last, a little bit of what everybody was saying. Cold plunges, kind of done in the past, but it just hit a little different this time.
Let me just say what you did this morning.
39 degrees, cracked the ice, and jumped in for 3.5 minutes. It's a little brutal, but well worth it. So I got some decent clarity from that. It's a special place up here. Beautiful in the woods. The breath work was really beneficial. The shame exercise, I had mentioned before, I hadn't really known we were going to touch on that coming into this, and I think that's what I needed most, to go back and kind of dissect and essentially literally burn in the exercise. I think what I'm taking away, and kind of what I was surprised about, and I talked to a few of you guys yesterday about this, is how, you know, I do kind of put myself on an island, and if I walked into a restaurant and saw you guys, I'd be like, oh, you know, it's a bunch of dudes, like, you know, they don't have a clue what's going on in the world, and, you know, I read books, and I'm trying to figure things out, and, you know, I'm emotionally available and all these things, and, you know, on the contrary, like you mentioned, I think you guys are a great group, and my faith in men is restored a little bit from the standpoint that, you know, we can be open. I don't have to be on that island, and, you know, we've all experienced trauma. Some stories are heartbreaking, but, you know, as you said, trauma is trauma, and we all have to deal with that. We all have to unpack it and try and carry on and, you know, do better for ourselves and our relationships. And so I'm kind of taking away that this is a big step in the process for me, and being able to be with, you know, people that are kind of on the same journey and willing to look into that and look into themselves was huge for me to see other people trying to do that.
One of the things that it was the last retreat where this came to me, was I don't refer to this as a closing circle, I refer to it as an opening circle. As the circle is closed, and imagine it cracking open and you can walk through it now into a completely different experience. And that's what it's like for me. I came in questioning what I was doing in coaching, how I was going to do it, but I realized how much I love it. And it's requiring me to adapt and be creative, which I love. So this is not the end, it's the opening for me to walk through, and I have 8 compatriots to walk with me and the experiences that I've shared. So, yeah, it's now time to walk through and continue walking, not forgetting, reminded of the little things, reminding that this is a demarcation line that you drew. You drew a line in the sand. You declared, I'm coming for you, it's over, and to live in peace and appreciate the little things. So that's certainly where I'm landing on this one. So thank you, gentlemen.
I'm the only girl. I'm gonna cry though. It's nice to see what it looks like when men care about their relationships. Like what that looks like. That to me is, and that to me is really nice to see what that looks like.
Yeah, man, that made me cry too.